Governor, how well did you get to know Senator Simon during your years in government?
Well, I first met him back in 68, 69 when I was a legislative intern, and he was the senator and the incoming lieutenant governor. And, you know, he was someone who was a major player, and I was just a kid over there. And then later, as governor, we became good friends. And in fact, when I was trying to decide what to do in 1997, he and his first wife, they came over and had a quiet dinner with us in the mansion, and he gave me his advice. I didn't follow it, but he was very gracious to do that. And particularly since we both have left office, we've done a lot of things together in the last few years. Whenever they'd need a Republican or Democrat, they'd come and get the two of us to co-chair things. And he was a good friend. In fact, Brenda and I visited with him and Patty in the hospital Friday. We had the same doctor, and just was stunned when I walked to the office a few minutes ago and heard he'd passed away.
Was he the type of man whose personality and whose politics were pretty close-knit together?
His politics, as far as his ideology, he had strong feelings, but he didn't let that interfere with his relationship with people. I mean, he had as many good friends probably on the Republican side as he did the Democratic side, the aisle. He was, I think, the best example that we could hold up for young people to see what we would hope our public officials would be like as far as integrity and, you know, just being good people and being people who were kind and understanding and open to other points of view, even though they may not agree with them. I mean, they recognized that everybody didn't have to agree to get along.
Will Senator Simon be remembered mostly for his legislative achievements, or do you think just the...
I think more than legislative achievement. I think sometimes there's a tendency to try to look at bill numbers and that stuff. I think what he left behind was a reputation as a public official that was second to none as far as integrity. And people just, I think when they looked at Paul, even though they know they didn't agree with him on issues, that here's a person that you could respect. And I think that's the most fitting legacy he left is just one of respect and integrity.
Well, obviously there are a lot of successful politicians who may not be seen as exemplifying those qualities as well. Can you be a good politician and have those qualities?
Oh, you can be. But I think sometimes, and I'm not sure we could debate what is the definition of a successful politician. Again, I don't think it's maybe the number of bills you pass or how much money you spend or things like that, but unfortunately sometimes that's the criteria used in the media when they're trying to determine who's been successful or not. But just to me, what's very important is what the average person thinks, and I never met anybody that didn't have the highest regard for Paul Simon, and I can't say that about most people in public office.